It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome, Sports to the Max, News Talk 830 WCCO, 636 and change on your AM dial, your beacon to the Northwest. No, that's not going to work. We got to come up with something else. Kirk Cousins missed practice today because he was sick, because he's a starting quarterback in the NFL that has not been vaccinated that we know of, and he missed a game last year that causes great pain among some people, consternation, and perhaps at minimum a little bit of mystery. What I ask you tonight is, and I ask you to think about this seriously before you call or text in, are we past the point of caring that much if somebody has COVID? In other words, when you hear that, if for the NFL, it's a 5-day quarantine now, if you get it. So the rules would be different. So for his case, he'd miss the game against the Raiders, which obviously in a preseason game probably doesn't mean a whole lot, except they only have 3 preseason games this year. It would mean a lot, though, if it happened and it was a regular season game as it did last year to him. So my question to you is, do you have the same fervor for COVID that you used to have? Or have you moved to the point of acceptance and you say, you know what, it's going to move through? Or is there this other piece to this because it's Kirk Cousins and you say, see, we told you he should have got vaccinated and he wouldn't get vaccinated. And that means he didn't have the booster shot. So I don't quite know where we're at with this. If we're still as entrenched in our thoughts on COVID, kind of a mystery virus for a long time, that now to an extent we've at least learned not to fear as much, but we still want to respect it. I don't know. But if Kirk Cousins has COVID and he misses 5 days, does that bother you a great deal? Or if any player does, are you at a point now where you just go, hey, okay, he sits his 5 days out, no different than if somebody sprained an ankle or has the flu? I don't know. I don't know how people feel. 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. Or is everybody seen as the big bad whatever, not because they can't endure or overcome COVID, but because they could spread it to somebody else? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm asking you. So you can call us at 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226. We'll take your calls and visit about that right here on this show on WCCO. Now, this is an interesting aside that happened yesterday. Yesterday, I sat in here from 3 to 6. And we had on our show Sharif Willis. And Sharif is a long time, he was a gang leader at one point in time. He spent a lot of time in prison over the years. He's 68 years old. He's been in prison a lot. And he's out now. And he works on the streets as a volunteer, the streets of Minneapolis, to try to keep peace. And he's part of a volunteer group, 21 Days of Peace. We'll visit with Jerry McAfee a little bit later. Anyway, we had him on the air because I see him on Nicollet Mall a lot, and I talk to him a lot when I'm there to find out, kind of get the vibe for what's going on at Nicollet Mall. And he says it's getting safer and safer. And yesterday he said, too, it's getting safer and safer, and we need to fear downtown less for people to come in. Although he respects it, and he told us about scenarios and things you should look out for on corners, et cetera, and who's selling drugs, and et cetera, okay? So we had this conversation, which was interesting. And then I got done with the show, and I went back and I did the news, the sports portion of the news on Channel 4. And then it was a beautiful night, and I decided to walk down Nicollet Mall and grab a bite to eat, and maybe I'd run into Sharif and his friends. And I did. And Sharif was there, and we started talking. He goes, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He says, an hour after I got off the radio with you. Now, we're standing on 9th and Nicollet. He says, an hour after I got off the radio with you, two ladies got in a fight across the street. One pulled out a gun and shot the other one right in front of us. I said, you got to be kidding me. And then the other people were around, and they were giving their account of it. It happened. These two ladies got in a fight on Nicollet Mall, beautiful day, 9th and Nicollet. One lady pulls out a gun and shoots the other one. I said, what happened? They said, we don't know. The cops came, took one away, took her to jail. The other one was taken out on a stretcher, which appeared to be very serious injuries. And that's all we know about it right now. This was just yesterday. I mean, right after, I couldn't believe it. I walked down the street, and there's Sharif, and we're talking, and he goes, you're not going to believe this. An hour after I was on the radio with you, and we were talking about how downtown was getting safer, I see this altercation. Lady gets shot right in front of us. And I don't know her condition, because I found out that if you want to know the condition of someone, you have to know their name. And I don't know what her name is, so I can't call over and say, well, is she, you know, where is she at? I don't know what she sustained and where exactly, but I just know it was a gunshot wound. So take that for what it's worth. Jerry McAfee, who's from that 21 Days piece, will join us tonight. Right now, we're taking your phone calls. Are you scared by COVID, or have you gotten past that? Let's go to John in St. Paul on line one. John, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Max. You know, thanks for bringing this up. I think, like a lot of people, you know, we're trying to live with it, and we're making adjustments, but we're being safe. And the hard thing with our quarterback here is that, you know, was it Sid Hartman that always says durability is more important than ability?
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps missing some time, and that's hard when we're cheering for our team. So, you know, it's good he can make his own personal decisions, but in the grand scheme of things, it'd be great if he could support our team a little more.
Yeah, and we don't know if he has COVID, so I want to be real clear about that.
Yeah.
And I use that just because it came up tonight, case in point, that he missed practice because he was ill. No one ever said he had COVID. I mean, he might have strep throat, he might have the flu, he might have a cold, he might have, you know, a sinus reaction. I don't know. But it leads at least to the conversation you know, how accountable do we hold these players, or have we kind of moved past that and we accept that it's just another illness? And I don't quite know the answer, but I think the big thing here, John, and you know, let me tell you, one of the problems that athletes have with this COVID thing is that there are athletes last year. I was talking to a coach, and he said, look, I won't even say what sport. He says, we got two guys that have fevers. They don't have COVID, but they have fevers. And you know what? They're going to play because we need them to play. And there's no rule against them playing as long as they don't have COVID, you know?
And they didn't test. I remember last year, Monday, you know, came out, and then there's a list of people that had COVID.
Yeah.
They suddenly got it right after the game. And so there's a lot of games being played, but it's just I think everyone needs to step up and be accountable to their teammates.
Good point. Good call. Thank you for calling and sharing. 651-461-9226. You know, the other place that you could, I don't want to say you could get away with it, but high schools, you know, there is no mandatory testing in high schools because they can't afford it in general. So if you thought you had it, you know, one option might be don't get tested. I'm not saying that happened. I'm just saying that, you know, that would be, if you put two and two together, you could see that could play out as such. Let's go to Denise in Plymouth. Denise, you're on Sports to the Max.
Hey, Maxie. Thank you for having me on. I would say that, you know, right now things are a little bit different because people who are double boosted are getting COVID. I know a lot of people, and I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah, and I still haven't come to terms yet. It's a good point, Denise, with, you know, we hear this whole thing, they're getting it, but it's not as severe. I don't know scientifically what's been proven there.
Yeah, but it still bothers me that we have, you know, our, you know, star quarterback who gets paid a lot of money and, you know, chooses on personal reasons to not get vaccinated. You know, he could help his team by getting vaccinated. And, you know, I think of my kids who played college sports. They had to prove before they could play that they had all these immunizations and, you
yeah,
know,
isn't that something?
Their,
yeah, I mean you know? At that level, they have to, and nobody questions it, right?
Right. And so here he is at a professional level, and he has a lot of people paying a lot of money to watch him. You know, I don't think it's too much to ask.
I got you. Denise, I hear you. Thank you for your call. 651-461-9226. I don't know. I get less concerned when I hear somebody has COVID, and yet at the same time, I don't want to dismiss it because I know there are certain people where that could move to a pre-existing condition, some of that stuff. I don't know enough about it really to know how bad it could get, how quickly. So I don't get alarmed at all anymore when I hear somebody has COVID, and yet at the same time, I don't want to minimize the damage it can do, or if it can take somebody, to a place that they don't want to go or a place that they don't return. 651-461-9226, COVID and sports, and sports to the max in WCCO. Welcome back, sports to the max. We're talking about COVID, and we don't know, but I want to be real clear on that. We don't know if Kirk Cousins has that or not. He just missed practice because he was sick today. They didn't say what the illness was that brought about the conversation. We don't know if he has COVID or not. I also talked in the first segment, if you missed it, about having Sharif Willis on yesterday. And then I went back and did the news, walked down Nicollet Mall, and he said about an hour after I was on the air with you, two women got in a fight on the other side of the street, 9th and Nicollet, and one shot the other one. And they took her away in the ambulance, and I don't have an update on her, and the other one the police took away to jail. And so we're getting kind of reaction on both. Let's go to Mike in Minnetonka. Mike, how did that strike you?
Mike, I just want to give you all the props for all the stuff you did during the ride. Amazing. You were the one to watch.
No, thank you.
And we loved you. Yeah, you did a great job. But, I'm afraid to go downtown. I'm afraid to go to the Twins. I mean, I've seen videos of stuff, assaults, and, it really scares me. I don't want to bring my family down there, and I don't know. I don't know what you can say to make me feel better, but it's scary to me.
Mike, appreciate the call. It's not the first time that I've heard something like that. I would, and I would differentiate a Twins game versus coming downtown, if this makes sense to any of you. You can go to a Twins game pretty safely because you can go to the ramp that's adjacent, in essence, through Skyway to the ballpark. And you can park fairly close to the stadium. And in that area, this is Mike Max speaking. I'm not trying to speak for somebody else. I feel pretty safe. I can get in and out of there pretty safely. There are different places, though, where you have to be careful. One is 9th and Nicollet, and one is 8th and Hennepin.
Really?
Those are the two what they call hot spots in downtown Minneapolis for in terms of the way police officers and those people address it. Now, obviously, the other night on 10th and Marquette, not far from 9th and Nicollet, somebody killed somebody in an apartment through the gun on the roof of WCCO TV. So, I mean, there's a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on there, and a lot of these are targeted. They're not random. They're because there was a beef, because there was a something, and that led to, some altercation or somebody's getting even with someone and the public's not necessarily in danger, but you certainly are from an errant shot and you certainly don't want to be around people with a gun. This is hard to explain. Because I work downtown, I don't fear downtown as much because I know the pockets better. Maybe that's false on my end, but I know the areas better. And I could get in and out of Target Center, Target Field, the U.S. Bank Stadium. I would have no fear there. But there are certain pockets that you've got to be careful of. And on Friday night, I was leaving. I got to tell you, on 12th and Marquette, it looked very suspicious. The number of people that were gathered at 11:15 at night. And nobody's done me any harm. In fact, most of the times I can walk right into the crowd like that put my ego aside here, but they'll recognize you from the news and you'll get engaged in some conversation. But I'm not going to take my chances because I don't know what kind of mood they might be in. I might not. Maybe they watch Channel 5, I don't know. They might not like me, That's happened before many times. Let's go to Rob in Minneapolis on line one. Rob, you're on.
Mike, I don't know what to do with this city, to be honest. And it's not downtown. I've got a business for 28 years in South Minneapolis. And yes, I was there when George Floyd happened. And yes, I pointed a gun at six guys with ski masks on. But on Monday at 2:15 today, while I was on the phone ordering beer, I watched a car pull up to my SUV in the drive lane. I noticed a guy in the driver's seat wearing a ski mask covering his face. I watched a guy all of a sudden open the door of a red SUV. really that quickly and get in it. And I'm going, why are two guys? Holy crap, that's my truck.
Okay, hang on. Come back here a second for me. You're sitting in your house?
Sitting in my business in South Minneapolis.
Okay, you're in your business, and an SUV pulls up in front of your car.
Right next to my car.
Right next to your car. And the guy gets out, and he's got a ski mask on?
There's a driver behind the wheel, the car that pulls up, a black SUV.
Yep.
A gentleman gets up to the passenger seat, and within like the blink of an eye, gets in, opens my door, my driver door, before I can even realize what happens, gets in it, and by the time I get to the front door, which is 12 feet in front of me, the truck is driving away.
How did he start it so quick?
Well, if you Google, how do I steal a Dodge without a key, you will find almost 2,000 videos going back almost 5 years that tell you that if you have a Dodge, Kia, or a Hyundai that have radio frequency transmitters and no key, that for $500 to $600, you buy a repeater.
Without it's a keyless entry, so if you can find whatever it is that would interrupt that, huh?
Well, these repeaters.
So they stole your car?
I watched him drive off with the drink with his vehicle, my SUV.
What'd you do?
I called 911, and it took him 37 minutes to show up, and they said it was the ninth one since 8 a.m. this morning. Exact same MO, exact same descriptions, exact same other black SUV vehicle.
So they saw your vehicle, which was a what, Dodge Kia?
It's a Dodge Durango.
Okay, but Dodge is the key, right? And it's a keyless vehicle.
Correct. It has a fob, and you don't need a key to drive. You just through the push button. And you can literally just search what I search. You'll see there's a gentleman who does a 10-minute video and shows how to get in 7 different Dodges. And it's posted on YouTube. It's educational because he's trying to tell people, you need to fix something, people. Look what you can do, and this is crazy, and why is nobody stopping this? And I literally didn't know what to do. Well, I had the vehicle back yesterday. They destroyed the side of it. It smells like pot. There's about 50,000 flaming hot Cheetos flying around the whole truck. And what am I supposed to do? Be happy and smile? I mean, it's just...
Where did they find it?
St. Paul, parked in the side street.
They didn't even chop it up. They just took it for a ride, huh?
They took it for a ride, but they smashed up the right side. They four-wheeled it. Ramsey County Sheriff found it, they think, in 7 other carjackings. They kept seeing it on cameras driving around, and it was reported with a red SUV now. Again, 2 black males, 14 to 17, wearing ski masks with open slits. Well, same guys. They just switched vehicles to steal and dump the next one. Yep.
Rob, take his number down if you can. At some point in time, we may want to get back to him. Rob, thank you for calling.
Thanks, Maxie.
I don't know what to say anymore. You know, every time I try to defend the city, something like, I get things like this, and I see what happens yesterday, and there's so many good things going on in the city. You know, I heard John Hines had a guest on today about the new restaurant on Nicollet, 13th and Nicollet, which is, I got to tell you, not far from where it can be a little bit difficult. And she was saying how on a Sunday morning to go there for lunch, it's awesome because you get out and the birds are chirping and the trees. And it is. A morning on Nicollet Mall in the summertime is wonderful. And you walk a couple blocks, and there you are. And I mean, it's just great. But I can't tell you, people, I can't advocate, hey, come downtown. I can't do it. I'm not going to have somebody's blood on my hands. It is what it is, and it ain't my fault. I'm just trying to help you all out. But when I found that out yesterday, Reverend McAfee will clear it up some, too, for us. Chris Wright will join us, former CEO of the Minnesota United on the MLS All-Star Game. DJ Wanham from the Minnesota Vikings, plus Reverend McAfee, all in the next hour on WCCL.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.